Blog Talk Radio.
Issue 7 is packed full of wonderful articles. We'll talk about it in this podcast.
The following broadcast is a companion podcast of Blessed Living Women's e-magazine and is brought to you by The Bonding Place. In this episode, your hostess, our editor and publisher, Jill Bond, will be featuring an article from one of our issues.
Today I wanted to introduce you to our latest issue, Issue 7. I'm going to start off by just reading my welcome and then tell you a little bit more about some of the fabulous articles we have. Trending recently was a story about a couple who has spent $75,000 in just the last few years traveling back and forth to England to visit a particular pub. To them, it is the quintessential British pub where the patrons are truly welcome. They like that pub so much, they are trying to transfer their jobs from America to Great Britain just to be near that establishment. When I heard about their tale, the song from an old television show, Cheers, came to mind about going to a place where everybody knows your name.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
How sad that the best the world has to offer is a pub, when there is a deeper, richer, better place to go to feel welcome. The local church. No one need ever feel alone when there are other believers around. And when it comes to knowing your name, I'm thrilled beyond ecstatic that my Lord knows my name. As we delve into this issue, Never Alone, then I invite you to embrace that you never need to be alone, and that comes through Christ alone. The theme for this whole issue is Never Alone, and it's amazing how many different aspects of that our writers came up with. I think you're going to be very pleased. We are blessed beyond measure that our readership has expanded now to more than 75 countries. That's the Lord's work. I'm so excited about that. We have ladies in 75 countries now reading this, so you're definitely not alone. Sweet lady, you are joined by other ladies all over the world in reading the magazine and listening to this podcast. We're introducing three new columnists to you, Jennifer Behringer, Gloria Vandergut, and Jeannie Holtzmacher. I think you'll enjoy their new columns. Single Parent Corner, that's Jennifer's, Question Everything, it's an intensive Bible study from Gloria, and Be Well, it's all about biblical healthy living. With only two issues this year, we wanted to fill it extra full, so I think you'll be pleased with the addition of two more columns with recipes, two craft projects, and some feature articles that will warm your heart. There's more than 130 pages, so there's plenty to keep you reading for months. You'll find inspiration from Anne Marie's trip through a local estuary. Try to keep from tearing up with Pam's amazing testimony, titled Self. Set free. Enjoy discovering what SSOJ/E's are and start your own search. Meet a marvelous servant of God, my service dog Bishop. Join us as we marvel at how the body of Christ operates in contrast with the perversity of diversity. You'll even have your vocabulary run through the ringer with my closing thoughts. And then there's our sister in focus, Lisa Shaw, and how God has worked miracles in her life and renews her even though she battles multiple sclerosis. I pray you will enjoy all these wonderful ladies' words, the beautiful photographs, and Bethany's artwork. Some of the other articles that we have are For the Love of Hebrew is about the fall feast and how worthy they are of celebrating. Pennies from Heaven, she gives us a lot of life lessons from her garden. And Elizabeth's Be Blessed column does a fun wordplay on the word altar and altar. We have an article just about the joy of solitude. And one of my favorites is my witnessing story about Sandy's trip to Guatemala with a medical team. It'll warm your heart. We talk about our favorite invention, the church, and how amazing God has worked the church so that we're never alone. Abby's article on Mind Your Marriage. Well, let me just put it this way. Have you ever felt alone even though your husband was still there because you're not communicating? Abby has a lot of wise words for us. I think you'll even like the out-of-the-box column. It's got a bunch of 10 different hostessing ideas. Because with the holidays, we always have guests coming in and out. And here's some ways to make them feel like they're at a custom spa. We already mentioned the single parent corner. I think you'll like that. And then Real Jen, Anne-Marie gets us, introduced me. I've never seen it, I don't think, a movie called A Walk in the Clouds, and how it's a wonderful picture of Christ. And Homemade for Health, I tell you some ways you can make your own makeup. Save a whole bunch of money and keep a lot of those horrible chemicals off your skin. The Graceful Gardener is all about raised beds. To me, it's the way to go for gardening. In creativity, there's a beautiful baby quilt that you could adapt. And also how to make copper-lined wallets. So why would you want copper-lined wallets? It's for security, because all those people that are scanning all the information off your cards now, especially the ones with the chips, that if you use a copper-lined wallet, you're a little bit safer. In Bon Appetit, we go through a whole slew of recipes that are help you with guests, because you got guests coming up and they're going to have dietary restrictions and allergies, and how do you adapt recipes for that? So we give you quite a bit of clues on that. And then a new column is from the Prepper's Pantry. Some people are prepping, but you should. I mean, we live in the land of hurricanes, and we always have food here. And then what do you do, though, with all that canned food, which we normally would eat fresh food, so how do you make it not so canny? And so I'm going to start putting recipes in about that. We have some extras in there, a heartfelt prayer, a thank you note to Abba, and I thought that was a brilliant idea to do for Thanksgiving. Write a thank you note to God. We've got the highlighted bios, which I'll cover when we go over those articles. And then in the closing, I mentioned the vocabulary quiz. It's kind of like, do you know these words? And they're bizarre words that I'm surprised anybody knows more than three of them. But the words that tell you that you're like in a little subgroup or subculture, and it's kind of a warning that when we talk to people, we need to try not to use as many clicky words that kind of alienate others. Don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, with 130 pages, I think you're really going to be pleased. And then I didn't even mention yet all the life and work articles. The entire article about our master's business is the White City Historical Antique Mall. It's one of those food stores that I just love. And it's a brilliant way for someone to start a business without having to go through all the rigmarole of government regulation. And also, it's a great way to supply things for your house or for an upcoming party without having to buy firsthand. Techie Granny is normally always pro-technology, but this time she gives us a little warning about some of the beast technology that's developing. Penny's 2 cents is about trusting God with your precious ones, how she said goodbye to them and how she had to just know God was taking care of them. We have the new column, Be Well, and I think Jeannie is wonderful. And she's included 3 healthy recipes and the scriptural basis for trying to live your life, giving God glory. And then, of course, the most important article probably of all is our plan of salvation. And that comes from Hannah. And Hannah gives us the plan of salvation completely from the Old Testament. And not the usual way that you're used to witnessing, but it's all in there. And one other article that you may find interesting is there's a lot of talk about angels lately, and that's what Gloria's article is about. There's angels on both sides. I think you'll find that story interesting. little bit more about the Set Free article, Pam Durham. It's her testimony and how now she's spending her volunteer hours working at a CareNet facility. That one had me in tears when I read it the first time. And just a little bit more about Anne-Marie, the sacrificial leaf. It's a beautiful story about how Anne-Marie was on an estuary, and she learned a lot more about her Savior and the marvel of creation. In addition to her discussion about the estuary, I also wanted to mention a little bit more about the article on our service dog bishop. Hopefully it'll help you as you see people around your town that have service dogs, or you know someone that's interested in service dogs. And we're definitely open for questions about that. The SSOJ/E article is going to be fun. Once you figure out what it is, you're going to be searching for them all over. The Sister in Focus article, not only is it a wonderful story about Lisa Shaw, but she also did a sub-article for us, and I'm calling them almost Lisa-isms, which gives us permission. It's okay to miss the bus. And other words of wisdom. Overall, I think you're really going to enjoy this issue. And I offer you blessings. With so many great articles, I think you're going to enjoy issue 7. So I invite you to look it up at blwemag.com. That's blwemag.com. We have each issue up available, and we also are starting to load up each article individually in case there's a particular article you want to share just get with friends. If you have a particular favorite article you'd like me to get to before another one, just let me know. Email me at blwemag@yahoo.com, and I'll be glad to help you. Also, if you have any questions about any of our articles or any input, we'd love to hear from you. Or one really touched your heart, I know the writer would love to get a note of encouragement. So just give me an email and I'll forward it to any of our writers. Again, I want to thank you today for listening, and I hope we're a blessing for you. And let me just pray for God's kingdom here. Oh, sweet Lord, we love you. We worship you. We praise you for who you are. We thank you for all that you do. And Lord, I ask a special blessing on those that listen to these podcasts. May your word warm their hearts. May our testimonies give them encouragement. And most of all, may you be glorified in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. In the name of Jesus, amen.
This has been the Blessed Living Women's e-magazine podcast. Go to blwemag.com, that's blwemag.com, to learn more about our upcoming editions and broadcasts. Our podcasts are available directly from our website through Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, and iTunes. This broadcast has been brought to you by The Bonding Place. Special thanks to our hostess and editor, Jill Bond, our staff, writers, and guests, and to you, our listeners. Thank you.